It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey, what's happening there, ladies and gentlemen? It is your faithful host, your boy Kent Clothier here, coming to you live from La Jolla, California, The Time Is Now podcast. I hope everybody's having a great day today. I've got a really, really special show for you with a really good friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of David Phelps. He is going to rock your world in this episode of The Time Is Now. We're going to talk about private money. We're going to talk about the importance of it. We're going to talk about why it matters. We're going to talk about when you're in real estate, why you need it, how to get it, all that kind of good stuff. David is an expert in the field, so I'm really excited that he joined us on this particular episode. But before we get started, let me just kind of do a couple announcements here. If you want to check me out live, want to come to one of our live events and hear me speak, as well as a bunch of other great trainers and talking heads and thought leaders in our industry right now, then just go to kentclothier.com/live. That is kentclothier.com/live. Right there, all my upcoming events are right there so that you can check us out. I know I'm going to be at Extreme Freedom here in a few weeks, as well as Experience Matters, our family event, basically our event for our organization, Memphis Invest and Dallas Invest specifically. We are inviting people from all over the country to join us in Dallas at our office, along with a bunch of other really cool speakers. Than Merrill is going to be there. Roland Frazier is going to be there. Jesse Itzler is going to be there. People that have really done things at a very high level. We're inviting all of you to come check it out. Come join us there. It's completely free, but seats are very limited. So I tell you again, make sure that you go to kentclothier.com/live and get registered for your free seat, as well as, you know, spouse, partner, whoever else you want to bring with you. Make sure you do that and do it today, right after you check out this podcast. So without any further ado, let's jump right into it. Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode. I am your host, Kent Clothier. I am joined by my good friend, David Phelps. How you doing, brother?
Kent, I'm doing great. Thanks, sir.
Guys, I'm really excited for you guys to hear David's story, to meet David today. He is considered an expert in real estate investing, certainly an expert in raising private money and also being a private lender. He has recently come on board and joined the Real Estate Worldwide team and helping to put out courses that are going to help you do both of those things, raising private money and lending private money inside of our Real Estate Worldwide Academy. And so got him here, had the opportunity to sit down with him, kind of introduce him to you, kind of, again, walk you down this path, share some of his secrets with you, share some of his insights. And so I thought we'd just kind of jump into it. Is that cool?
Let's do it.
So let's, give everybody kind of your 1 minute overview, who you are, your business, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, Kent. Well, I started out in real estate before I actually went into a professional career of dentistry. I bought my first house in 1980, back when interest rates were, prime rate was like 21%.
Yeah.
Crazy time. You think, how could you make money there? But I got my dad to help me with the first house we bought, and I never looked back. I got through dental school, but I wanted to still continue to pursue real estate because I knew by reading books that that was a great place to build wealth. Even though I had a career, I could create income, I needed the wealth. Well, starting out, like most people, I had no money. In fact, I had debt. So I had to learn how to creatively acquire real estate through other means, private lenders, seller financing. I couldn't go to the bank, so I had to do that. So over the years, I developed a portfolio of buy and hold properties. I learned about financing. I learned about notes, private lending. And long story short, for reasons in my family, health issues, my daughter was really sick. I decided to leave dentistry about 14 years ago. I just need more time with
right,
the family.
Right.
But fortunately, the real estate platform allowed me to do that. So then it is like, well, what do I do now? I'm not retiring. You can't retire. I mean, when you love what you do, you love helping people.
Right.
You're just always looking for
right,
what's next.
Isn't retiring. You're passionate about it. You love it. Yeah. You just want to keep going.
Yeah. So I had colleagues, you know, in medicine and dentistry said, well, you know, so how'd you get out of your practice? Because you're kind of a young guy. So how'd you do that? And I started explaining why I did it in real estate. They want to know more. So I started a mastermind a few years back called Freedom Founders. And I have professional practice owners, dentists, doctors, veterinarians, chiropractors who come to learn how to essentially involve themselves investing in real estate. Now, I don't recommend, because they're busy in practice, that they go out and learn how to rehab houses and deal with contractors and tenants. That's busy work.
Right.
Their best time is in their practice, but they still understand the value of investing in real estate. So how do they connect it? And I thought, well, the best way to learn how to do that is to learn how to get them involved by lending their money, right, private capital, to the people who do what they do well, and that is lead generate, find great opportunities, wholesale deals, and they flip houses to the retail market, or they can do buy and hold portfolios. But they all need capital. So here we marry the two together. It's what I really did all my life. Just didn't realize that this could be scaled and help both people on both sides of it. And so it's a lot of fun. It's what
so
I do.
Clearly you saw, you know, going back, you clearly saw that there was a need in the market where you have people that the redneck in me comes out, but I say this all the time in our business that there's a lot of people that want the baby. They don't want the labor, right? And so I want the asset. I want the returns. I want to do all that. Either I don't have time or I have no desire to get involved, right? At a deep level, rolling up shirt sleeves and swinging hammers. And so you set about creating an opportunity to kind of connect those dots, exactly. Right? I love it. I mean, that's what we did in Memphis, right? With our yes. turnkey operation, yes. where we're kind of dealing with a very similar client there. What's the lesson there? I mean, if you were going back and talking to your 20-year-old self, what would be the lessons that you would share in, yeah. in this process here?
Well, I think a lot of us were built on the John Wayne, you know, rugged individualist, you know, hard work ethic, you know, I'll do it, I'll crunch it out. Many of us who, you know, we went through school or we lived and grew up with entrepreneurial parents, you know, we just learned that life is about getting out there, just making it happen. And that's fine. That's good. Right. But what I learned, and I wish I would have done earlier, was realize that your network, you know, your relationship, capital, is probably your most important asset. So what I mean by that is, certainly you need to learn the building blocks of what you want to do in life, but finding the other people, the synergy that other people can bring to the table. It's like having a board of advisor or outside eyes or alliance, strategic alliances, partners that you can do business with. In this case, you know, trying to build a business or build a real estate portfolio without access to people that are like financial friends can be very difficult. You can hit a bar, you can hit a level, certainly with banks today. I mean, they're going to go so far, right? Yeah. And stop you. Yeah. So you've got to have other people in that regard that also have common goals, but they're different than yours. In this case, you know, people have businesses that are very good in their business, but they understand they need to invest their capital in solid markets. And, you know, historically, everybody knows real estate is the place to be. But the problem for most people is, how do you connect to it? How do you get involved in it without getting your hands dirty in something you're not really good at doing?
Well, you also, let me just say something. Because I want to make sure that we drive that point home. Because there's a lot of people that get stuck in business, and let's forget about real estate for a second, but in any business, they get stuck with blinders, right? This is what I want to do. This is the situation. I just know it's a good idea. This is the direction I'm going. Instead of, like you did, pressing pause and realizing, or trying to realize, and being empathetic to what are the needs and desires and the pain points of this person and that person, right? So you're in a unique situation to see it on both sides, right? I mean, you saw that, hey, I was the investor, I have pain, but equally now as a dentist, I know that there's a lot of these guys that have pain as well. They want to get in, but they can't. I mean, that's a really huge lesson that I think is quickly lost, especially on new young entrepreneurs. And we're in the day and age of, oh my God, I can create an app and suddenly I can be wealthy. And you know, they see people on Instagram posting dumb shit, and the next thing, you know, it's
crazy.
There's a lot of craziness out there, and the reality of it is just if you'll slow down and think about the pain, man, there's a lot of money to be made in solving pain.
Yeah, solving problems is the key to everything in life. I mean, that's what great businesses are built on.
Right.
I mean, Apple, Microsoft, I mean, they solved problems. They continue to solve problems today to a wide market. That's what we have to do. If we try to do it all ourselves, though, we try to figure it all out ourselves and learn everything, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing for, I think, strong entrepreneurs is to learn how to give up some control.
Amen.
And focus on what I call, you know, your genius zone. What do you do best? You know, in my case, and in your case too, Kent, you know, we're good at building relationships. We bring people into our structure that can do great things, that can help us with content production and systems and processes. If you're not good at that, don't worry about that. Find the people that are, take your vision and do that. If you're great at processes, then hook on with somebody who's got a great mission that you love and be a part of that.
Did you go through any problem letting go of some of that stuff?
Or is
that
crazy? Yeah. I mean, it's still a hang up for me today. I'm better at it. But I have to just do what you just said. I have to pause sometimes and stop and look at what am I doing day to day, week to week? How many things on my plate am I doing right now that I shouldn't be doing? Either I'm not that good at it and I'm just doing it because I think I have to do it. Or maybe I really hate doing that. Why am I still doing it? Who can do this better than I can? It's just about taking the time to put those people together on your team. And many times we're too impatient to do that. So we just keep plugging away, trying to do it the hard way. And there's a limit to that.
Yeah, we kid ourselves and say, well, nobody's going to care as much as I care. I could just do it. In the time it would take me to train somebody, I could slow down and
do it yourself.
I mean, I could just do it myself, which is, you end up chasing the short dollar versus the long dollar. When you're trying to build something, that's another huge lesson is learning to let go is really, really powerful. But I also, to your point as well, the easiest way to let go, I love the way you just said that, is focus on, you know, what you are passionate about, your genius area. This is the thing that I'm really good at and I'm passionate about, and it's not work to me. And I tell people this all the time. Work as hard as you can to fire yourself as often as you can from everything else, right? And it's painful.
Yeah.
But it's really, if you're passionate about getting stuff out there and turning it into something where you truly have time freedom, there's just no other way.
It's key. You have to do it.
Otherwise, all you've done is created a job.
Yeah.
Right? It may be a high-paying job, but it's still a job.
That's what it is.
Right?
All day long.
Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com.
So I appreciate you really sharing all that. Tell me, again, going back, are there any other lessons that you would say that you've learned along the way now in the last 14 years or in your entire career that you would go back and say, if you're brand new to this business, because here's who's watching right now, right? So let me just tell you who's watching. There's somebody sitting there right now, and they are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know the type, and I know the type, right? The circus has come to town. Some, you know, new seminar, whatever's come in, they've gone off, they've kind of got the juices flowing a little bit, they're thinking about it, they may have actually already done it. They literally have no idea what the hell they're doing. They're probably $10, $15, $25,000 poorer than they were when it came to town, but they're still struggling, right? They're all mixed up. Now they're getting bounced around from webinar to webinar to webinar to webinar. They're chasing and they're frustrated. They're sitting here trying to figure out, man, how do I just connect the dots and do what are the things that I need to do to actually start getting the cash register to sing and also ultimately start building a business, right? Because everybody gets into this, if they're honest with themselves, for freedom.
That's right.
And that's very elusive when you're getting run through the mill, right?
Absolutely.
So what would be the other things you would share, right? One, obviously build a team and your network, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about the bright, shiny objects that are out there. It's easy to get excited about people that are selling dreams and vision. And there's nothing wrong with that. You need to expand your mind, but it's the right people. In fact, you know, that's where I started, Kent, back in the 80s when I was just getting my feet on the ground in real estate and really seeing that it had real opportunity. You know, I went to some of these courses where they had multiple speakers. And yeah, a lot of them were just kind of selling stuff or pipe dreams. But there's always, was always at least one person who stood out from the crowd.
Totally.
And so you have to look for that person. So my point to you is you've got to find the right people. Education is one thing, but the right people who really have the experience, the background, the people who are never afraid to talk about their war stories. Because anybody who's successful in life, if they just say, it's all good, you can do this, it's easy.
You need to run.
You need to run. Because anybody who's put in the time, they've got the war stories. You want to find those people who can teach you the lessons, not of just what works, but what doesn't work.
Yeah.
And just what you're asking me right now, you know, how would I do it better? So my point is you need to find the right people, mentors and coaches. And you wouldn't be here investing in this course if you weren't that kind of person. But you're dealing with someone here who has not only experience, but character integrity. In fact, the whole family. I know the whole family. And they're built on principles of core values from the top down. And you want people like that that will lead you the right way and not just sell you stuff just to put another dollar in your pocket, but people who really care about longevity, sustainability. Really, it's about creating a legacy.
Right.
It's about a legacy. And you want people like that that are about that. There's more passion than making money. Making money is great and we all need to do it. We want to do it. But there's the other side of just being significant in your life. And how do you create more impact, help more people? That's what it's about. That's what you've got to dig into. You've got to get behind the scenes and find who are those people. Investigate. Talk to other people and work with them. Find the right people. And that's really one of the biggest keys.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So solve problems. Make sure that you know who are you are actively trying to get yourself out of the stuff that you're not passionate about in your business. And then be very diligent on the mentors and people that you surround yourself with, because they can help connect dots and not just sell you shit.
Exactly. Just to be perfectly blunt, right? That's what it comes down to. Absolutely.
And by the way, I appreciate the kind words. So guys, if people want to get in touch with you, David, how do they do that? What's the easiest way for somebody to find you?
Easiest way to find me would be a website, freedomfounders.com. Go there, find more information about what we do. I love helping people. Primarily, I focus on the professional practice side, but realize there's the other side. We connect the dots. So I love you know, mirroring the conversations between the boots on the ground entrepreneurs and what they need, and the private capital investors who want to put their money into deals. That's where the marketplace is made.
I really, really admire the fact that, because I think it's a talent, right? To be smart enough to recognize the voids in the market and to step in, right? There's a lot of inefficiencies yes. in a lot of markets, right? If you go back on my story, the grocery industry, that's all I did, right? And it's basically, they've got it. They don't have it. There's a market here and they're not smart enough to talk to each other, right? And I think that's really, really smart what you're doing here. I really admire it, brother. Thank you for everything you've done here. Guys, to learn more about David, go to freedomfounders.com. Be on the lookout for the two courses we're putting out here in the next few weeks, both on private lending, one how to raise money as a private lender, as well as how to be a private lender. And be on the lookout for those because you're definitely going to want to check them out. And until we meet again, check us out at kentclothier.com or realestateworldwide.com. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.